I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
We back. Yo. Lando Calrissian Experience. Everybody is in the building.
Yo,
house, as always. So what's been going on, fellas?
Oye, mi gente, que lo que?
That's for our Spanish listeners.
All day.
Nobody else knows but the Spanish listeners, and that's fine.
We're truly in America.
Right, truly in America. Right. There you go.
They want to build a wall.
He finna build that shit and fuck around and build
that
shit.
He ain't gonna build that. That'll be popping so much junk. Look,
man,
Texas just showed him out.
Look, I don't even understand. I don't know what's good,
it's
bad.
It's going to fuck around. It's gonna, he going to build a wall. It's going to be like made out of paper mache.
It's going to be
just
halfway
so he can
up.
Say that he actually
I said it was a wall. Or it'd be like a little gate. It's like 2 feet tall. We ran out of funding.
It's going to be the like concrete dividers from the highway. That's all it's going to be.
The concrete dividers from the highway.
Okay, guys, you knew it.
Look, it takes a little while to jump over that gate.
They could jump. But they can't run.
They can't run. They're gonna be parkouring the fuck out
of it. It's gonna be classes. It's gonna be showing people like some Vice story, like how they learn parkour over in Mexico to get up along.
Y'all HBO and shit. Next thing.
Man. So anybody seen anything, man? We can talk about Death Note a little bit. I finally saw that bullshit.
I did too.
Did you watch it, Teddy?
Nah, he told me not to. So
I
waste your time. Don't waste your time.
I was like, fuck it.
I was like, man, I like Lakeith Stanfield. I was like, man, I'm gonna fuck around.
See, you know what?
Lakeith did a good job. I don't know about the how did Lakeith do to you? Because he seemed like he was the best part of the movie.
He was cool.
Because what was the whole point of the way he was acting, though?
To me, the best part of the movie, I honestly was Reed. To me, it was Reed.
Okay, yeah. To me, William Dafoe.
Hands down, he was the most accurate motherfucker from the
series. So what was the purpose of the way that L was acting?
L was supposed to be basically Sherlock Holmes.
But I mean, the way he was acting, though, like, he was like...
anime-ish, though.
Yeah, but he, like, with no shoes on, and then
he had his little quirks. The thing about L, he has, like, these little quirks. Like, he sits in, like a kind of like a... upright fetal position kind of because, and then eats nothing but like sugary candy.
Yeah, like he's eating M&M's and shit like that.
Yeah, it helps stimulate his brain. He said, I can think 40% better sitting up like this. Mm. And shit like that. He got really weird quirks, but that's what makes him basically Sherlock Holmes in so many words.
Okay.
He was dope to me in that.
See, but the thing about Eldo in that movie, anyone who know they definitely know will 100% agree with me. L doesn't freak out like a little bitch. He really don't. That kind of shook me back. But you know what?
Spoiler.
Fuck it. We spoiling the shit out.
This is below.
Review about Death Note on Netflix.
So like the whole point.
Throw this shit in the trash.
All right. Did that happen where his mentor got set up like that?
Nigga, none of this shit happened.
Oh shit.
Now look. Okay. I'm gonna keep it 100. Because I watched it, right? And I'm like this. Is it this bad?
Yes.
Because I was trying... I didn't understand
what the fuck was going on, though.
Yes. Me neither. And I think you were so embedded with the anime, kind of.
And I thought maybe for me, for my outside person that don't know anything.
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to see it from that point of view. And it was potential to be dope. I just said, oh,
but that
man.
Shit was true. See, this is my whole thing.
Like the girl being a bitch like that, like all that.
This is why I'm saying... Throw that whole thing in the trash. Okay. The main fucking... I'm serious. The main
done,
fucking
that's
problem.
The name of the show. Throw that whole thing in the trash.
Throw that whole thing in the trash.
Let me write
the
that
reason,
down.
Netflix disappointed me with this shit. Like, I felt disrespected after watching the 20 minutes.
He said, I felt disrespected. Like,
I felt like that. Like Netflix, I pay y'all $12 a month. Y'all don't disrespect a nigga like that, man. Come on. Like, this my... Look, okay.
They gotta have something that bite the bullet, though. Something gotta bite the bullet.
Not when
you got William Dafoe.
Nigga, not when you got a story like Death Note. Like, it was just like the story of Death... Okay, in Japan, they're live. They got live action versions in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, I've seen one of them, nigga. One.
So it's multiple ones.
Yeah.
Because the story is that
The story itself is on like 39. Like the actual anime is based off, which is on Netflix, and I fucking highly recommend you watch that. Do not watch this. 39 episodes tells the whole fucking story.
Okay.
This 39 about 20-21 minute episodes. Crazy part about it is, the pissed off part was light. Light is what pissed me off. Mm. Because, and like I said earlier, anyone know that Death Note knows, Light is literally the model student. Like, in every sense of the word. Valedictorian. 4.0 GPA. Ladies man. All the dudes want to be like him. He cool with him. Star athlete. Every fucking college in the country wants him. You know, he's a child prodigy. He comes from a well-off, good family. You know, like, loving parents, loving sister. Everything is right in the world. Like, he won in life. Like, he pulled
He's rolling sevens.
Only thing that fucked him up was the curiosity of the fucking Death Note. That's it. Idol's mind is the devil's play thing. That's the whole premise.
Is his name Reek again?
His name is Ryuk. Like, the same way Ryuk is in the anime, Ryuk. More or less, he's like that in the...
Set up people, like, set him up and, like, kill people when he doesn't...
No, and that's another thing that kind of fucked me up. Ryuk doesn't interact with humans. Like, he don't really interact with people. He just literally a fly on the wall for all this shit. He just want to see how someone else uses it, the Death Note.
So he didn't influence the person like in this?
No, he'll tell you straight up, well, if you don't want it, put it down. Put it away. Give it back to me. Like, that's what his whole thing is. He gonna see what you gonna do. Now, he'll try to say, hey, well, if you gonna use this, I got a deal for you. Then he'll throw like a Faustian-type deal at your ass. Like... You know what I'm saying?
So like, he'll throw somebody like, yeah, if you do this, I'll do this.
Yeah, you do this, but understand these are the consequences. Like, you already got consequences. Just using Death Note once, you already fucked forever when you die. So,
in general, like, so if I just use it one time.
No, the rules of Death Note is if you use a Death Note, you literally cannot go to heaven or hell when you die.
You just purgatory all day.
Either you purgatory, no, really, I found out, it's really you fade out of, your soul just fades out of existence.
Damn.
That's how serious the Death Note is.
Dissipate your energy completely.
Yeah, you just all fucked up.
Yes, you just your soul just fade out of existence. So that's what I'm saying. So the whole thing with Death, and like I said, and really the first three episodes of Death Note, the anime, destroys the movie.
Damn.
In every sense of the word. I mean that. Like, that's how, like, what pissed me off about, I want to go in on so hard.
He's so funny, man. Human, man.
Dude, because I feel so disrespected, dog. Like, how do y'all fuck up?
Go at.
Dog, I feel like how Daryl feel and
tell
DC
him
you
man,
as like, Jay-Z, like, that's what Jay-Z say. Like, after four bars, go in.
Niggas was mad as fuck at... Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad. I understand y'all pain. I understand it. Like, I 100% understand it. Like, get the fuck. Like, Light pissed me off so bad. I'm like, nigga, you a bitch. Yeah. You giving yourself away?
So girl that manipulated him and stuff like that?
No, the girl is supposed to be in the show. The girl is supposed to be like this famous like singer or a pop star, like pop celebrity. But she also is a fan of Kira. And that's another thing that pissed me off. Kira is really supposed to be killer in Japanese.
Right, but they made him a god. Like,
this
ain't people Kelty, start
it's Kelty mean lights. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Nigga, I almost threw this up. Like, I had to get through it because I had to.
Hey, that's it. He upset like when niggas played Dragon 3 and couldn't get past that first level.
Man, and you didn't get no more
like,
life.
Like, I'm so
like
mad,
you're
asking, dude.
You're
like,
trying
I'm
to
so...
find the executive producer's number so you can call him and give a piece of your mind.
Like, I was so disappointed. Like, Netflix, y'all so disappointed me. I
like playing
man.
Ghouls and Goblins.
And then, no, or like the first Ninja Turtles.
Oh, so
dang, that was so hard. For well, you, that was a struggle.
Death Note.
It's one of the best animes I've ever seen.
Okay.
Best
Netflix,
stories, period.
Netflix.
Story, yeah, period. Story, period.
Because, all right, so when Dragon Ball Z Evolution came out, right?
Trash.
Is this worse? Is this worse?
This
than
is the Dragon Ball. This is.
So they're on par.
So it's equivalent.
Oh, this is definitely equivalent.
Yeah, because that's what I felt. When I sent out that message, I was like, I was like, really? Yo.
Because I didn't know what the fuck was
Dragon
going
Ball
on.
Evolution, I tried to catch a little. Okay, they try to do it like Twilight. I'm trying to condone the silliness.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Evolution the shit out of them.
Hey, niggas trying to be the chick with the that's dating the quarter the freshman chick that's with the senior quarterback. Just find any reason to like that nigga. Just something. That nigga got some nice eyebrows. Nah, he's still fucking your friend. He's still kind of horrible. Like,
but he is going to Stanford.
But he's still fucking your friend. Like,
but he's going to. He might be going to Harvard playing football. But he's fucking your mama.
It was.
No, I'm saying he's like the graduate. Like the graduate.
Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, and that's why I always. I've said on the show countless times. I said this to people in person. I've said this online.
You was worried about this though. You said
I said I was hella worried because. Like I always say, Death Note is probably one of the best fictional stories I came to watch on a television series. Mm. I don't care, anime, live action, and like story wise, Death Note is like top up there with me.
But that's how I feel with like, a lot of stuff too.
Like, but when you really get into the story, like I said, it's really like watching a young Sherlock Holmes against a young Moriarty, but give Moriarty a Dr. Doom arrogance. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Give him a Dr. Doom level arrogance. Like, I can't be fucked with. You ain't fucking with me. But then, and he actually proven it to an extent.
So, like, the whole thing with the way he set up all those dudes at the end, where he had set up all these different molesters and stuff to take the Death Note book from him. If we could kill Old Girl. So then none of that shit.
He does long game shit. But that's
In the movie, basically in the movie, at the end, the crux of the movie, he basically gets himself almost killed for he can make it to do two things: to get the Old Girl off of him, and for him to be able to look like for people to won't think he did all the things because he basically he's tranced somebody else into doing writing Death Notes for him while he was in a coma.
See, my thing is though.
He drowned and he got in a coma, and he got a doctor that would ultimately be right at the end of the river to pull him out in time, for he could be in a coma but be alive, and then had that same guy writing Death Notes so they would think it was some cure was in him to get him off the scent.
Now mind you, that kind of shit does have like
that's kind of dope. That scheme at the end was dope.
I know, that scheme was dope. No, he gets scheme was like he has followers like in them. No, he has legit. Followers,
but these dudes he was trancing into it with the trance thing. He was he able to do
the
that.
The trance thing is real, but the thing is, in the movie they made it 48 hours. In the anime, it's only 6 minutes 40 seconds. So really, they put
strategic then if it went
right. You have to do it within a six. Like whenever you do it, the death has to take place from the whole act has to be within a 6 minute 40 second time frame. Like it has to take totally in place with that. It's not you can't control. No, you can do this, but. But the thing about it is, like I said, it's just the sole fact of the matter is, I wish that would have portrayed Light a lot. Because that's really the whole point of the movie. I told you, Light is the villain of the fucking series. So to see the villain be the villain and really see him being an arrogant motherfucker, but being like smooth as shit. Like, not even. Like, eventually, okay, he gets caught in the anime. You know what I'm saying? But. It's the sole fact of like the shit he went through before he got caught. He was like, damn.
Well, let me ask you this. So I haven't seen any. Mm-hmm. If I was never to watch the anime, what would I give it without a backstory? Like if I was just watch the Netflix version, how would I feel about it?
If you watched that.
Because I'm thinking about watching it, and I was like...
I mean, you should watch it, though.
But,
you should
watch it, I'm going to watch the movie first, because I feel like if I
watch... Yeah, don't watch the thing first, and then you'll be just like him. You'll be mad.
You'll be mad about how good you're watching something.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't invested
in it. Exactly, yeah.
It's like, it's really
you don't want to be where he was at.
It's great. It's great value, Death Note.
That's G though.
That's great value.
Hey, that's real. That's G.
But Netflix gave you the great value version of some shit that's already
like,
true.
Like, it's tasty. So, I can tell the shit ain't real.
What do you thought about Defoe's portrayal though?
Oh, perfect.
So, like, perfect. If you eliminate what you felt, because I don't know, was it like
now,
direction, the narration? I mean, what was it that? Because you just complete... Was it even like the 48 hours versus the 6 minutes?
It was just the fact of the matter is... The main thing pissed me off, like I said, is the fact that Light was a bitch. Mm. And he got caught. And he got caught too fast. Mm. Like, that's what I'm saying. I literally, think about L, in the same thing in the anime. L is pretty, he's like, since he's pretty much like Sherlock Holmes, a young Sherlock Holmes when I was worried. Thing about L is, he'll figure some shit out way ahead of time. He just want to see how right he is.
Yeah. He want to see it play out.
He just want to see it play out and see if he really on the money like he really know he is. So, like, and so thing about it is, yeah, L technically figured out who Kira was in the anime early as shit. He's just trying to figure out, let me catch his ass in the act and let me have enough ambulance to get him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like
shit, 90. That's even harder. That actually makes it's more difficult because you got to catch him in that 640.
Right. And that's what I'm like, you're trying to catch, and that's what I'm saying, the thing why with Light is Light.
But my thing is though, like, how, my whole thing was like, I guess the whole ego thing of like, he could never be caught if he didn't want to be. That's, like, if he never gave you something named Kira, he'd never did all that shit.
See, the main problem with Light in the show, his biggest weakness was his age and maturity. Mm. He was still just a teenager. His mind, brilliant, like I said, his mind, Dr. Doom level brilliance.
But like, if he, so you're saying if he was an older person, he wouldn't have been, it would have been nobody.
If he was more mature, right, he probably would have
gotten away. His ego would have gotten away.
His ego is what fucked him up severely. That's
and the same thing kind of in the movie, though, too, though, where he wanted to be.
Light was way smoother with his shit. Like, he didn't let you see he cracked under pressure until way later on. This dude, and plus, he didn't let you know who he was until he knew he had you.
He knew he had you.
On that. I don't know. Until he know he knows he got you. Like, like, period.
You stay guessing.
You stay guessing.
And give me one though. Mm-hmm. L kept me in it.
Oh, L was dope, man. Lakeith kept me in it 100%.
That's what I'm saying. I give Lakeith credit. Just, I wish they didn't portray him as a bitch towards the end, though.
Yeah.
Crying and running around.
Yeah,
and
I think that's what kind of. He had.
So, is the point of him keeping his face cover was because you have to know the person's face and their full name, right? And that was why he was. That's why they. And that's why he was trying to find his government name that whole time.
Because if you are really
dope, though, when he almost got it, too.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, in the file cabinet.
But it's in the way of doing anime. It's so trivial the way they do it.
So something happened similar like that?
No.
It's completely disregard the anime in some sense. Just kind of went in.
It's Dragon Ball Evolution.
So basically somebody just knew the small premise of what they had and did their own treatment.
Just took the characters and took like maybe what the Death Note was and Ryuk, but they didn't swallow like how the story's supposed to follow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I tell you, that's what pissed me off more than anything. But that's why I always highly recommend watch the anime. The anime is gonna give you something to fucking watch for. Because the anime is going to keep you enthralled. It was one of those things, like, I was glued to the TV, like, what the fuck is going to happen? It's like some shit, like, you see, like, how you got me into with the following. Mm. It gets you enthralled. It gets you drawn in like that. Like, on some shit like that. But, yeah, remember, it's all anime. It's all some supernatural shit. So, you like, whoa. But it's real good because the writing's real good and the story's real good. If you like long game shit, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like I said, it'll reference stuff like something that happened like five, six episodes before, and then play everything out in the flesh. Like, yo, so I did this, and this, and this is what happened. You like, get the fuck out of here. And so, you know, and that's what I'm saying. The anime is everything. The movie is nothing. That, to me, it's not the same thing. I'm sorry. Hey, it's just like,
it's heavy.
Hey, hey, I was trying not to turn it off, man, because I tell you what,
I had to get through it only for... Like Jews always said, for the culture, I got through.
You gotta do it. Yeah,
I gotta do it to get through to it because I was like, as big up as I gave this fucking show, I gotta watch the movie and I'm gonna give it a shot. But damn it, Netflix.
You see this kid review when he posted
the balls.
Nigga, they took a Shaq level jump with the shit and missed, nigga. I'm like, how the fuck you do this?
Your review when you posted it, I was crying laughing, man. You had like
throw it
lines.
In the trash. That's my review is throw it in the trash.
I'm just kidding.
like Netflix, give me my $12 a month back.
Throw it away. What's your review? Hefty, nigga.
Hefty bags.
In other words, nigga, you know how we got that throw it in the trash? Give me my money back.
Oh,
dang. So you basically like that.
Nigga, give me my
like
one
that Fabulous song. Throw it in the bag, but it's throw it in the trash bag. Like
throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got to say on the man.
So did everybody get to see Defenders? Did you finally?
Okay,
the
wait. Burn through it. So okay, I just got one episode left. It's the last one.
Okay, we'll come.
Did
we talk about the last
one?
Did
we talk about the other one? We talked about the one.
I was about to turn it off.
What happened on Monday?
In the beginning, I'm gonna keep
talking. You didn't talk about it.
Oh, he said he about to turn it off. What's that? Was it?
Because I went in with y'all like response to it a little bit, and I was like, oh, this is whack already. So. I did. Ted, you had me sad last week.
I told you.
I was like this. Look, man, I think it's a wrap for this, babe. I can't do it. I started it. We stopped. 3-4 hours go by. All right, let's do it. Let's go in. Let's try to binge it. It just didn't. It didn't catch me.
It's hard. Yeah,
I hate Danny. I'm sorry. I do.
That's a strong word. He didn't say I dislike.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
He went the full letters.
I just finished Fist. What, a week before, whatever that was.
Hey, you a brave soul, brother.
Hey, I finished Fist, but it was horrible.
We ain't called it.
It's Fist.
Flesh Fist.
I didn't know what was the best. Oh, come on. One of them
tissue.
So what's better?
That's what I'm saying. Is a man or a man with the iron fist?
Oh, yes. You know what?
That's a death battle, nigga. That's a death battle.
Well, ooh. Okay, hey, we don't ask movie. You know what? We don't do it like this.
No. It's weird. Ooh. I don't know how you're going to play this because.
I'm going to say the movies. What movie is more horrible, my nigga? Oh, God. What property is more horrible at this point? Because
Man and Iron Fist got 4 hours too, though, because they had the second movie. Man and Iron Fist 2.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Cash
the first
trash,
one was horrible.
Man.
The first G.I. one was
Retaliation had your man RZA as the whoever.
When that kid walked out, me and went to see that shit.
Hey, nigga, that CGI came and it looked like a Nintendo 64, I said, boy, if you don't get this motherfucking trash off the screen.
Yeah, when your man had the white, what he had, what? I forgot. Oh, man, that was horrible.
When them niggas had the dog, when they attacked the little sea level joint,
it looked like Super Ninjas.
Hey,
that's what it looked like. If y'all ever seen Super Ninjas,
he had a better role than Ghost Dog with that little walk by. Say, hey, what's up? And walk by. My nigga, like, come on, man.
He had a better role than Ghost Dog.
He's like, man. This nigga came through like with some damn cone rolls with a whole camouflage of teeth.
So, what'd you see?
Oh, I saw What Happened to Monday.
How is that?
How was that? I started.
It's pretty good. So it leads to a lot of action. You have to keep in mind that it is a Netflix film.
Yeah.
But it's.
Is that a film or I thought it's a series, right?
It's a film. It's a film.
Oh, that's not a series?
No, it's a film.
Oh, okay.
So.
I might watch that tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
You want me to spoil it?
No, it's good.
Because I like the girl, so I definitely wanted to see it.
No, it's good.
So it's above our standard of C.
It is, yeah. It's probably right at a C plus or a B. Like you could try.
Yeah, we just not
like if you take back, like if you have an understanding for the graphics, because some of the the CGI and the gunplay graphics are good, but there are other moments you're like, you get a pass.
I think you know what? We go in with a perception. This is Netflix, and I think Death Note, I did that the whole time. Oh, this look wild.
Yeah, hard. It's hard because other stuff is so good now. Yeah. Like, when you see it, you like...
I'm even scared for the Will Smith movie coming out on Netflix.
Yeah, I think they've spent a little more money there.
Yeah, they might have, but...
But, like, the stunts and all the rest of the stuff is good. Like, the storyline... It's cool. It's a little predictable.
Yeah.
But
it's really interesting to watch.
It's interesting to pull off. So.
All right. Everybody. Game of Thrones finale.
Woo!
I ain't seen it though. So.
No. But I'm saying, Teddy, you finally you're almost there.
I'm about to give you your thoughts. I'm about to finish season 6. I'm one off from season 6.
Oh, so you back? Because I heard everything like I told you.
Because we talked about it a little bit. So you watched more than yesterday?
I just finished. The last thing I saw was Battle of the Bastards.
Is that the best motherfucking episode of the series?
When I tell you Battle of the Bastards is probably a godlike orgasm.
And look, it's the whole episode. Ain't no going and no seeing all this shit.
You ain't
going nowhere else. You in this motherfucking battle for an hour.
And honestly, for a television show, that's probably one of
the best. It's the best
Better
episode.
Ha!
Oh!
No, it's not better than Game.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, no, because the only reason is because it's different styles of warfare. Yeah. So I wouldn't. But for a TV show, it's definitely the best episode in TV history.
That, and that's what I was telling him.
I want to make something clear. I did love the visuals on Dunkirk, though. I did.
Battle
of the Bastards is ridiculously good visual.
It's like Lord of the Rings. What is it?
It's a battle. We don't want to spoil it for you.
We don't want to spoil it for you.
If y'all want to listen to it, you can go to.
It's like seeing like an epic ass battle.
This
battle is equivalent to
Braveheart on crack.
No, it's better than Braveheart.
I said Braveheart on crack.
This battle, if you think about the dynamics that they added into it,
yeah,
is equivalent to 300.
Mm. 300 put some Braveheart shit in them. Wow.
There you go. Yeah, 300 and Braveheart together.
Put some practical.
Right, yeah, it's practicality, but yeah. It captures the randomness of most battles are like, you know, everybody's like heads up and all that shit.
No, to me it gives you more the realistic how real battles
went. No, that's what I'm saying. It captures that whole randomness.
This episode's on season 6.
It's
like culminates so much shit that happens.
I need your HBO account, dog. Come on, man. I'm saying it right now.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all told y'all got you. Y'all got me, dog. Y'all
it's pretty amazing. Like, dude. George R. R. Martin he's fucking until the rest of his day. Like, he's gonna be fucking in the casket. This dude got pussy from New York all the way to London. Like that, the writing is so superb. Like with Hodor, like that moment right there, I thought I was like, you know what, I might be bisexual because this nigga. Like it came out of nowhere, dog. Right.
That was probably one of the most outside of I think the Red Wedding for me.
Before you go too far, how far are you?
You don't want to know.
He's probably still first, second.
Because I ain't trying to say too much.
Season one.
I'm not ruining it.
Because I'm saying that the Hodor moment. I was like.
It put everything full circle.
Dude, it froze me. Like, literally, I was like.
I'm going to keep it 100. I skipped through everything on social media. So, I mean, listening to him. I'm still visual. So, a lot of people post pictures and stuff.
It don't mean nothing because you ain't seen it.
Because I just want to say that you ain't seen it.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to Thrones Be the Game. We actually covered the Battle of the Bastards. We call it the Bastard Bowl. Like a bowl game.
Like, dog, it was so true.
Man.
Dude, like.
It's so true. Like, Legend of Jon Snow. That's all I got to say. The Legend of Jon Snow, dog. Like, for real. Darryl, will you agree with me?
The Legend of Jon Snow.
The Legend of fucking Jon Snow. Jon Snow is...
And that's what I was telling him. Like, I was trying to tell him, like, this show... Like, I had to call my other boy because he had been waiting on me to get to catch up.
Tap.
Yeah. Like, he was like, he knows how much I, like, just enjoy story.
I didn't even tell you because I knew he was coming up on it. And I was just sitting there like, this motherfucker finna get... I didn't even tell you about the Battle of the Bastards. So, I wanted you to, like, not even... I was just waiting for you to get to it.
What's funny is like, there's shit that pops on Facebook. Like, I know which ones are going to be hallmarked because my man here will be like... It'll be like Battle of the Bastards. Woo, shit.
Because James came in on a binge.
Right.
He did a motherfucking marathon to the finish line.
He sure did, man. And when I say, I binge all 6 seasons, when I finally got to the end of season 6, I was like, thank you, God.
It is so amazing, bro. But that's what I was telling, like, even the graphics, like the way that they did the dragon, I said, I haven't had that feeling about a mythical creature since.
Willow.
No. Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer was you
like,
talking
about. No, Dragon Slayer. Have y'all ever seen Dragon Slayer? It's
1981.
Oscar
for Best Visual Effects.
What?
Dog, in 81. I remember watching with my parents, like, actually being scared. I was like, no, this fucking thing is real, G. Like, this isn't...
Wow.
This isn't... And this is, like, when I'm 10. So, you know, 81, I was, like, 2 or 3 years old.
Beastmaster scared me, too.
Reign of Fire wasn't really worth it.
So, this is... Reign of Fire was nice. Reign of Fire was really nice. 2001
But these dragons on Reign of Thrones is killing the dragons.
Right. 81 versus 2001, you got...
Here's the thing, like, the reason why Dragon Slayer was so good. Now,
those mechanical.
This is from a kid's version. Is like this is like the Jim Henson sort of like creation, and because they didn't try to do a lot of stuff from the sky, because you could tell.
Yeah.
So a lot of the shit was intimate. So a lot of their shots are like up close. So you're literally like over the shoulder when this dude's like creeping through a cave, and you're seeing this thing like head first and moving all, yeah, you know, all the time. This week.
Teddy put me back up on game with that one.
Yeah, it's dope. Dragon Slayer was like one of those. Like I was like, dog.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is killing it, man.
Dog, like this, it really is some damn, like.
I don't know how you sit back and create so many different interwoven storylines.
And in depth.
In depth. Like.
And what's crazy is the book and the series diverge so much now.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's because like, Stannis is still alive in the books.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It diverges. It's not even the same story. It's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like watching, and for my anime people, y'all know what I'm talking. It's kind of like watching Fullmetal Alchemist and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. If y'all never seen Game of Thrones,
you just went off on it. You guys got on another ramp that nobody else knew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You got off. You got. He got off on Bercher off 7.
but if you watch that, that's another dope ass series. And man, I'll talk about that.
He know that little secret.
Then the secret look back right.
I'm saying for real. But no, but just,
you don't want to write down a union. Like,
no, right here's cool.
Like, just, but it's. But I will say, man, like. So you still got, you said one more episode of?
I got one more episode of season 6 until I'm in season 7.
Okay, so when you get to that, then some more shit gonna get revealed. Or how much did get revealed to you already?
Oh, he got everything. He got the main stuff that's gonna come up in 7. He got the basis of what's gonna happen at 7 already.
Okay. But did he know about...
Well, I that's what I was telling the children of the Force.
It's some bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they created the fucking white
woman. Not more of a bitch than Robert Baratheon, but that's a whole other thing. Y'all listen to Thrones Be the Game. I will be railing on Robert Baratheon, because the more and more I think about it, the more and more he calls all this shit that we seeing on this goddamn show. It's his fault.
Dude, it's so much of a lot going on, dog, with some shit.
But like, we can go forward in a second. But George R. R. Martin made you think one thing at the beginning of that series and twisted everything back around to make you question what you originally believed when you first start watching that series, if you noticed.
It really did.
Of who you thought were the villains.
Right, because
keep in mind, you thought Rhaegar Targaryen was a villain.
You find out Rhaegar is actually that nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You find out that Robert is a hoe.
Yeah,
not a hoe, and they have a whole bunch of women, but it's a whole ass nigga.
you find out the only real niggas in the whole scenario that really came out of that died already, which is really Jon Arryn and fucking Ned Stark, because Ned was real enough.
And Rhaegar. Arthur Dayne too.
And Arthur Dayne, they was the only real ass dudes that really had, and then like knew what was going. Like, and that's what I said. You seen the flashback shit with Ned Stark, so you know about.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the Three-Eyed Raven?
Yeah, so you know who's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's like, if you know the reveal, that's why I ain't want to...
Wait. Which part are you talking about?
The reveal...
Tower of Joy. You saw the Tower of Joy.
Not the whole thing.
You still saw it.
The flashback about when young Ned Stark.
Yeah, Tower of Joy.
Right, but they never...
Where you fought Arthur Dayne.
Yeah, but... Hold on. I want to make sure.
But They never finished going up in the tower.
Let me ask.
No, they didn't.
They did reveal that at the very end. I'm not gonna say what they revealed.
Okay.
They did reveal in season six. Because they cut back to it.
Right, that's right. They do.
You know, so that's like now. So let me not see it. So I can't say what I'm gonna say. Because that's what I want to know how far it was.
I mean, we've already talked about it, so I have a clue. Okay.
But based on when that reveal happened, you just like, wow. But then when you find out in season 7,
what was really going on?
What the fuck happened? You were like, nigga, are you serious?
Robert Baratheon, a hoe.
a hoe-ass nigga.
He's a hoe,
and then you find out Jon Arryn was one of the realest niggas in the whole situation, and you even see him in the fucking series. He died at the beginning of the first episode.
You start the series with him dying.
And you find out he's straight one of the realest ones of all time.
I'm trying to think of who's Jon Arryn.
Jon Arryn is the nigga that...
Over the Veil.
He was the original nigga over the Veil.
And he was also the Hand of the King.
The original Hand of the King when the show started.
And he took Ned's spot. Ned took his spot.
Remember, because you remember saying my Hand of the King got real sick and died at the very, very beginning.
Lysa's husband. Lysa Stark. Not Lysa Stark. Lysa.
Aaron.
No.
No,
Lysa's original maiden name is.
Tarly. No.
It's something else.
Tully. Lysa Tully, a.k.a. or Lysa Aaron.
Caitlin's sister. The crazy one with the breastfeeding old ass little kid. Yeah. John Arion was married to her. That's his kid. That's John Arion's kid.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's why the veil.
Because everything got all messed up, and they had to make all these alliances where everybody had to get married to somebody else.
Right.
To make all this shit be okay after all this destruction.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, John Arion and then Stark, they straight up boys.
Right.
They straight up homies. Like they boys like you, Daryl, and Javon boys. Like, they cool like that. All three of them cool like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's just like, oh, damn.
But it's like if one of us was a whole-ass nigga, though, and we was like, man, we just got to take up for the motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, this is the ultimate whole-ass nigga stuff, though, where you be like, damn, man. You got, we'll talk off air, man.
Hey, no, I got you.
Yeah, because you got my family. Can you think about it? Robert Rathbun got John... Fucking Ned killed, everybody killed because of his whole ass tendencies.
We'll cover it.
Yeah.
That's not sports.
Listen to Thrones Be the Game this week. I'm railing on him. All right. Next up, let's go. Jason Momoa remake of The Crow is supposed to be back up and running. Do we need The Crow for real, though?
As long as he don't die. Shit.
Isn't The Crow not supposed to be a big guy, though? Is he supposed to be like a regular sized guy?
I was like, that nigga's kind of massive.
So, ain't he come back from the dead? It's like, goddamn.
That nigga is The Undertaker. Hey, right, anybody. You tell that bill, anybody finna fire on that.
The whole point
nigga.
Was that The Crow was like an average sized dude, right? Like
just a regular nigga. Like,
rock star dude, right? Wasn't he like a rock star?
He was a star artist. Like, he wasn't necessarily a star, but he was a regular.
Jason Momoa, like 6'5 or something,
yeah,
right?
6'4.
6'4 muscle.
Brandon Lee at least was probably like 5'10.
Yeah,
he was like. So
yeah,
he was only probably 180, 185. Yeah, so he looked like a
regular. Like 165.
So he was a regular size. Even he just knew martial arts.
He was like a tall version of Spops.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Jason Momoa being this, I don't see this looking good though.
I think it just depends on the flip.
Does he have one arm? Does he get one arm?
You know
because that's
happen.
The
no. You know what they're finna do to this shit.
No, he's not.
It's gonna become a cult film.
You think it's gonna be like something on the low?
It's gonna be on some Punisher Warzone shit.
Mm. Or he gonna be like the nigga from what's that movie with him, Sylvester Stallone in it?
Who?
Jason Momoa and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh shit!
You just like, nigga, y'all never seen that?
Is that the one where he's spinning around shooting outside the car?
Nigga, they fighting with some damn fire axes, nigga.
Not Barbie, Conan, right?
No.
Jason Momoa was a villain? Was he the villain?
Yes, he was one of the villains. I promise to God.
Jules, you was just in this? Is Sylvester Stallone?
Are you serious? Yeah, I'm talking about Bullet to the Head.
Thank you.
I knew you would know.
Damn.
Hey, that was Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
He was chilling.
Yeah,
he was on the heels of Conan. Stallone just came back to it.
I'm trying to remember. I saw that movie, but I don't remember it sticking out that well to me.
The movie was hit or miss. It was like Schwarzenegger's movie came out with the... He was a sheriff.
Yeah, Bull to the Head. Yeah, but that's what I'm not saying. It's the greatest movie, but I'm saying like
it
that's
was
how,
good though.
It was good for what it was.
Your man was right too. Not even Momoa.
Stallone, he got back in shape.
That kid was looking like Michael Keaton did in that movie where he was working out, but they needed his blood or something for the kid to live. It was crazy back in the day. He got real lean and I forgot the name of the movie, man. But it was like he was a criminal though. But they needed him for the kid or something crazy.
But basically, Jason Momoa. Momoa was like fucking niggas up in there.
Mm. Yeah, he was.
He was.
Yeah, but The Crow was supposed to be a dude that comes back from the dead that's unassuming.
But he's just coming back on the revenge mission.
Right, but it's like unassuming. Jason Momoa is going to kill you before the grave and after the grave.
I think the thing with The Crow.
Nah, you got to watch this movie that just came out with Momoa in it called The Bad Batch.
Is that the one that ain't in the desert or something?
In the desert, cannibals. I like his versatility. Because he's playing some dude like from Cuba.
I think
his knife game, all that is
great. I think the thing with The Crow was, The Crow, honestly, if you take a look at it, you take a step back, he kind of reminded you of like the Joker.
Mm.
Like, kind of maniacal, like he real unassuming. It's just skinny dude
with a leather trench coat on.
Got leather trench coat on and some motherfucking face paint, talking all shit. You like, man, I'm finna fuck this little dude up.
You find out you can't fuck him up.
Right. You can't fuck him up at all.
Right, because all you gonna do, you shoot and stab him, all you gonna do is come the fuck back.
Yeah. And that's what the Joker does, basically. Mentioning the Joker.
Oh, shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to play the Joker in a one-off movie produced by Martin Scorsese.
I don't know why. They should just do an animation.
WB and Neil. Warner Brothers got no loyalty. Warner Brothers gonna get another bitch on you while you sleep in your bed. They'll call over another girl.
Nigga, he holding hands with the bridesmaids while he kissing you at the altar, nigga.
It's like he's in a rat. You know what? You look at it, it's like they're trying to do like the animations with different universes.
And animations have been getting bad. Like I said, that Batman Harley Quinn was horrible.
I didn't even see
the last garbage. Three or four animations have been horrible for DC.
Batman.
The last
Nightwing one I seen was the Killing Joke.
That was bad too.
Harley Quinn busted over for Nightwing, no.
Yeah.
Nightwing was smashing?
Yeah. He smashed, bro.
Yeah, man.
He hit.
This is where they going. Right. That's what I'm saying.
They basically took the old school Batman, the anime. They took the cartoon that where Batman the anime seems like that Flash old one. Batman. Anime,
that's the last
Batman,
best
Superman,
one.
The Batman,
I'm gonna have to watch it all. It's yeah. like how
oh,
bad is
one of them Damian joint.
It's not horrible.
The Damian's wasn't bad. It was just like.
I'll give it a C.
It's not good, man.
I give it a C.
But anyway,
is it worse than the Killing Joke?
Nah. The Killing Joke
was pretty bad, bro. And this was that bad. It's got motherfuckers fucking, and it's still that bad.
They have motherfuckers fucking in the Killing Joke too,
wrong,
didn't they?
What's going on with that?
They didn't.
Yeah, Barbara Gordon.
She got
up.
Right. Oh, she man. Did. You're right. Damn.
So, I'm trying to give it this.
That's what I'm shrugging my shoulders.
It's the same. They took the same storyline, just put a different title on it.
Batman still. Somebody got, gonna fuck. That's what it's gonna be called.
And they
part two.
They supposed to got Boulay Swamp Thing. They got
I couldn't go to college with this dude, man. You have us all wild now.
Somebody gonna fuck.
Part two. Somebody got to fuck to hold the dush.
Hold the dush.
Basically, they got Bootleg, Swamp Thing, a.k.a. Floronic Man, a.k.a. Nigga Man Out of Weed.
Floronic
Man.
Yeah,
yes.
He's horrible, man.
Like
I said,
hey, who greenlit that?
The crazy part about he ain't no just man. He actually is a legit comic book character.
No, I understand that. But who was like, who in there was like,
Swamp Thing is good enough, my
no,
nigga.
I'm just saying, who in there when they were like pitching it, and they were like, okay, so who's gonna be one of the villains? Floronic Man, and somebody was like, we haven't used him. We need to go ahead and use. This nigga made out of Weed Man. modern day Weed
Man.
Floronic Chronic Man. Oh my God.
It's like we have never seen this kind of plant. I was like, yeah, nigga, it's Chris.
I'm gonna watch it,
bro. Nah,
I'm gonna call that. I'm gonna have a day of lowered expectations and watch that and Death Note in the same
day of lowered expectations.
Death Note might suck too much energy out of you.
Death Note's like watching
Dragon Ball Evolution, nigga.
For real?
So, but let's go.
It's like you don't. You're like you're about to leave it alone, and then you're stuck there, like.
It's like a train wreck, dude.
Yeah,
like you know it's bad, but you just like you have to watch it.
You can't you look away. You can't look away.
It took a part of Holly that, for me to finish watching that movie with her when she started bleeding on her face. You know, once she bam, I knew it. Oh, it's going down. So I was looking for something.
You so just hoping and praying like
was that in the Death Note. I'm telling you, man.
Oh man, but let's go on, man.
So yeah, what's DC doing, man?
DC's I don't know, man. Losing their scruples.
No, I'm just.
They are. Can we admit that finally? Can
nah,
y'all
I'm not
admit
admitting
that?
That
can y'all admit that finally,
listen,
man?
Not,
they got. I mean, I they talking about doing a Joker Origin, having... and then just forgetting that. Oh, it's not a part of this though. And then the Batman now that Batman is not a part of the thing. Oh no, it is. They just they have a bad PR team.
Nah,
they leak out so much dumb shit
but
that
you
comes
know
out.
That's a lot of clickbait stuff. You don't
no. But no.
You'll be the first. No.
Right, because you know what? You I do it. No, I do. I do have to do it.
Never take blame and say you know what? I should have never did.
No. I do it.
That was clickbait.
No, it wasn't. No.
You have to come back with the follow up.
No. But the funny part with the follow up. No. Let me finish because I do it for a reason. Even with the little follow ups y'all do, they don't even be the real thing either because they'll come back and retract what they just said in your follow up.
I gotta watch a video for me to even believe it.
Because Matt Reeves said three or four different things in a row at the same time. that contradicted each other.
But the reality is, you know, when the truth came out, it was a done deal.
No, he, no, he, Danny came back against that. He just came back against that and said, well, it's kind of in the universe, but it's not. And we got to talk about Ben Affleck. That's what I'm saying right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, they all over the place. WB has no, they have a horrible PR department. None of these leaks should be coming out.
I don't think it's.
These are leaks, man. These are leaks. But look, they got leaks coming out already about how.
Ben Affleck say how he felt about.
Okay, that's cool. How many people said LeBron James said he was going back to Cleveland too? Don't with the Miami.
No,
he went to Miami. No, I'm talking about when he was talking about. No, I'm talking about when he was talking about he was going to stay. Albert Pujols said he was staying with the Cardinals too, and he ended up going to the Angels for that
because
money.
They want
to
pay him.
I can keep going on and on by people that said it. What they said.
I mean, come on. You look for it to be the downfall.
No, I don't. I just want. I just want them to be consistent.
It, to you
no.
hearing it, you looking for it. You
no,
like,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
I want them to be consistent. I want them to be consistent and have a long-term plan instead of saying fuck it.
Now I put this out there. I agree with you 100%.
Like, they just do whatever.
Joker, I don't know what's all that about. Do we need that? Caprio, whoever? No, we don't need that. Because you got this universe. Build it.
They don't give a fuck about nothing. They're just trying to make dough.
I don't think they're just trying to make dough, though.
They obviously
WB
are.
WB now is trying to make dough.
But that's WB is DC. DC owns WB owns DC.
Not in the way that Disney be puppet stringing Marvel.
But Disney owns Marvel. But look, but at least they puppet strings know how to be correct. They keep them in order.
Listen, WB got a little more leeway.
And has it been successful?
Actually, it has.
But really?
Come on, man. It's not like none of them bombed.
Come on, man.
Out of the four films already under the DCEU.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm being real. I'm asking you a question.
So what movie they got coming out after Aquaman?
But that's the only thing.
What movies they got coming out after Aquaman?
You got Thor coming out, a failed trilogy. Come on.
So you think Thor ain't gonna be good? So you think ain't gonna be good?
So you don't think Thor's gonna be good?
Guardians
of the Galaxy was trash. Let's keep it 100.
No.
That second one was trash.
No, because you make me get to that point.
No, I do, man. I get right up in that crawl.
Volume 2, one second.
Was not that good. Come on, man. We went through this already. We can go to our listener questions.
We don't go to one of our listener questions here.
Wait a minute. I thought you watched Guardians 2.
Yeah, he said it was what?
It wasn't all that, though.
I see, when he be shitting on movies, and he be like, but it was okay, but I kind of liked it.
It's colorful.
But then you shit on him.
It was colorful. I wasn't mad at
him. Like, you shit on Baby Driver, and then he went to see it.
But I didn't diss Baby Driver. I said it's not worth 100%.
Here we go.
Jules, we had multiple listeners have backed us up on a listener. It was like, Jules has said Baby Driver was whack.
And said it was not all that.
And you said Dunkirk was whack.
I love you, bro. I will say,
I think the expectancy level
of what?
What everybody's pushing certain films.
Oh,
is
so
not
so
what
so how is this Justice League gonna be? Because these expectations should be pretty goddamn
no,
high.
I'm talking about
no, 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 no. So put the same thing
when
as
it came out.
Put the same thing on your movies though,
and keep backtracking. What I'm saying to you is, I felt some type of way sitting there watching Dunkirk, and I felt like it was flat the whole time. That's just me. You might have felt differently. You loved it. Mm-hmm. You loved the little bit of Tom Hardy you could see. The little hot second you could see of
him. He was in the whole movie.
You loved the bullets hitting the beach. What I'm saying...
Tom Hardy was in the whole movie. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Let's get to our listener question.
Didn't even realize it was him.
He wasn't supposed to be. That was the point.
I know, but I'm just saying. It wasn't...
Let's get to the damn... Come on, man. Let's go back and forth, man.
Let's get to the question, man.
All right. So I can go ahead and give my answer. I already know.
This one's for Scrap DMT. He says, Lando Cal Crew, this is my question for the week. This is specifically for JBR Official and for Jules.
That's you.
Yeah, because he tagged
you first.
Facebook,
he just tagged
me.
Hey, you can tag me first. I can tell you right now.
What are you all going to do to stop defending DC for what they're doing? This is an honest question.
Hey, Daryl wrote
when he
that
shows
shit.
Us his DVD. Hey, yo.
I'm going to keep it 100.
I'll stop defending DC.
I didn't do that.
If he shows us proof of what DVDs he got in his genre collection.
What does that have to do with anything? It's like saying,
you can't talk
about basketball unless you show me your rings you won.
He just said, it's legitimate. It's just like, you know.
You got to show me something valid.
What DVDs he did to show?
That you ain't even got a DVD in the house. That's all I'm saying. Out of the four movies that came out. And then that's three, really, because
so
Wonder Woman's not even
out. So he needs to have three to four DVDs. You talking about? He needs to have those.
If he got Man of Steel, he done. If he got Batman Super, he done. He can't even talk about when we're going to stop defending. That's just me keeping it real. Okay. I want to see the collection. Okay. I want to see what Marvel films he got under the umbrella.
Now you hear him, man.
MCU. And then I will, look, I will not say nothing about defending DC for a minute. And that's just me. I can't say
No. I mean, I need you to not defend DC, though, for a minute.
I'm not defending. I can't
defend he wants you to denounce them all together.
Yeah, I need you to denounce them
all together.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, dudes, we just talking like that.
No.
At the movies, I'm going to see Batman, Superman, and boom, boom, boom. But then they didn't get on the internet. They start trolling the mess out of everything. DC garbage. When they going to stop saying this and that? I'm just saying. Let's keep it real. It's the genre as a whole. So
he does have a point there to an extent, man.
Come on.
So it's like
okay. So
what you mean?
Just because people go so all them Transformers movie people go see them and you can't say they ain't trash. So that's because people go see movies and they don't see them. But okay, but you can't say just because people go see them.
I look for homage in Transformers. That's the only thing I look for.
Well, maybe they looking for homage too, though. Listen, how is it not no difference?
Listen. A lot of these kids be on
he
here, man.
He wants you to denounce them so
I need
bad,
you to denounce
them
because they doing fuckboy shit, man.
Why?
Really, man? They finna do a Joker Finna, origin movie and then they gonna have Jared Leto in it.
Finna.
Then they just canceled Justice League Dark.
Finna do is different than doing.
They don't even... That's the point.
But that you jumped the gun. You jumped the gun and be ready to jump off the train. I'm out.
They keep releasing this stuff. They release this shit. We don't release this. They put the press release up.
That's all talk,
they
man.
Put the press in Variety magazine. This ain't like no random website. This on Variety, Jules. Yeah. I mean, what?
All I can say, okay, so I'm going to speak for
they
me
putting out
quick,
press releases and shit all the time.
I just like to see
that's
somebody
be a Deadshot
really
movie. What about this Deadshot movie coming out? When that supposed to come out?
I'm saying,
what we going to do?
Look, since y'all put me in this shit, let me go ahead and say what
denounce
I'm
him.
Man. I'm saying is...
We just came off the
hey,
hill.
Fuck it.
Wonder Woman.
Fuck it. Whatever happens is whatever happens, man.
Hey, y'all better stop fucking around, because Daryl finna strip y'all naked and walk y'all down this motherfucker and say shame the entire, all the way back to North County and this bitch. He finna shame walk y'all all the... Let this shit not pop off. Hey, Daryl gonna get me. He gonna have a nun outfit in that goddamn cowbell. Hey, y'all niggas gonna be fucked up.
I feel like
you have to have quantity before quality when it comes to either Marvel or DC. And I feel like everybody who says something, or if you're defending DC, or if you're, I mean, literally, man, I'm part of the Man of Steel page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. These dudes got like a million followers. But it's, to see it, there's people appreciate it, how it's filmed, and of course Marvel does too. What people don't realize is because what you got on Netflix doesn't reflect what you got on TV until you get to Iron Fist. I mean, on film. Until you get to Iron Fist.
What do you mean?
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Punisher, when that does come out.
Boys,
even Luke Cage has a real serious tone to it. Iron Fist threw the whole
boom
off. Yeah. And even when you watch Defenders now, and I'm not trying to blow a spoiler for anybody, it's not as raunchy as even Daredevil would have been by itself.
100%.
So what I'm saying to you, they know about that version of filming. Like, they know that does draw a certain viewer. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that love DC for what they're doing. I mean, it might
DC
not be
has
perfect.
Four movies, so what you mean they haven't set up
but
nothing?
This, but this
they
the
haven't
thing.
Set up nothing. That's
we
the
hear
point.
So much flack about the four movies as if your 18 films down the road have been like perfect. They haven't.
The fact is, they have four movies and they all suck.
It's so crazy how we talk like we like literally right, sitting here right, for DC and he's right. sitting here for Marvel.
I think,
but it's just.
I think the confusing part. I think there is a disconnect. I think if you like DC, you're there for the culture. Like you like the film, there's a respect. Like because is Dark Knight, is that DC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well
so,
it's not in the DC universe though.
No,
it's
no,
not the
we're
DC
not talking
Euro.
About the universe. DC, we're just talking DC. About DC. DC. DC.
Give it credit.
Right. So we're talking about DC's ability to create decent movies. And I think that's because of The Dark Knight and that whole Batman series.
But is that DC or is that Christopher Nolan?
Well, no,
you can't say that.
No, no,
that's
no.
still
it,
DC.
But no, it is DC. But that's also what's causing the problem with DC is the fact that you started off with this.
And they want to keep it all dark like The Dark Knight, you're saying.
Well, no. It's not even that it's all
like,
dark.
It's like you gave us
so much good shit at one time that it's kind of hard to live up to a standard. Right,
exactly. Like you've already, you set the bar at A plus. Like, so now you can't come in with, especially with something as nostalgic as Superman, and it be. It, I mean, I like Superman. Now, do I think it was on that the level of the Dark Knight or whatever? No,
nothing's on
but,
the level.
Right. But you're right, exactly. but these are your expectations. Yeah. So they all. So it's just
expectations
like,
to what standard? So, because then when you're looking at Man of Steel and Super, that's two different.
Well, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it just like this. So for example, it's just like music. Like if you're looking at it as a whole, you're only as good as your last hit.
Right.
So if you're like, yo, this last shit was dope as a motherfucker. Yeah. This is DC putting this out again. I'm finna go see it. And you're going in with the same expectations of what Dark Knight was. Not necessarily the tonality of the film, but you expect the storyline to be on the same par. Like, you expect to be riveted in the same way that you were riveted out of here. Then you're like, damn, what the fuck's going on? Like, I don't think that happened with Superman. I definitely think that happened with Suicide Squad.
Now, you got to say one thing, though. When The Dark Knight came out, when Begins came out, the genre wasn't packed. It wasn't nowhere near where it's at now on film.
Right.
So it was really unique in the sense just being solo dolo. There was no film. Daredevil passed. Elektra passed.
Right.
Whatever little cheesy movies before that.
What do you mean passed? What do you mean by that?
The movies that came before Batman Begins.
Right.
And then when Batman Begins came out, and then now you got the Dark
Knight,
and then Dark
Knight
Rises.
Was what, 2007? 2000?
No, 2005.
Okay, so 2005. So it kind of, right, okay.
And
so
the only
you,
thing really was popping at the moments was Spider-Man, even though it failed on that third one.
Right.
It was still kind of what
kept the genre floating.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In that way.
And I agree with that. But I guess with it, everybody's realizing, like, yo, there's some good storylines. There's an expectation, especially from the mega, like Marvel and DC, for them to tell it correctly. Because DC's already shown that they can do it correctly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now when you go and see it and you see, like, some stuff is kind of subpar.
But see, DC wasn't in the race, and I don't mean to cut you, but at that moment,
there
wasn't no race between anybody.
No. We're talking about 2010, 2012 on.
Yeah.
So DC's already kind of settled. Like they've set themselves.
They were
apart.
Still riding the heels.
Right.
Of Christopher Nolan joint.
Super. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Marvel came in, started making some noise with Iron Man and the rest of that stuff.
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk was trash, which is why people were like,
Incredible Hulk wasn't trash. It wasn't
the first Incredible Hulk.
That
was trash.
Hulk was trash,
but that's what fucked up the second one because nobody wanted to give it
but
a shot.
Even that movie, watching it, you have some pieces of that film that were dope. It just,
but that's not. But the only reason why you can justify that is because you're not a regular layperson. Like you are a comic book person, so you got to think about it. That's still 2004, 2005. Yeah. So you're thinking about it like, yo, I'm happy to see the motherfucking Hulk on screen because we've been waiting for it. Versus like, let me go see what this is about. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this trash? You know what I'm saying? So when Edward Norton's came out, you were like, yo, this is us. Like, damn, now this was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm supporting it, but 2010 on, it's like, okay, DC shows like, all right, Superman's pretty solid. We're waiting for another good one. And then
they took 2.5 years off. That's what fucked them up, too.
They took 2.5 years off. And I don't...
DC?
To come out... Remember, we talked about that was being messed up. Yeah. You took 2.5 years to come out Batman Superman. You made yourself become too much of a hype.
Well, I don't... Well,
you
wasn't necessarily...
You hype-beasted yourself.
That's true. There was a bit
they
of a
should have
had
something more laid out as far as plan.
Well, that's my that's whole true. Thing with
I,
the
I
whole
would agree
thing.
With that.
And well, here's the thing. I think what really happened is, you know how you say it wasn't really a race? They kind of created the race among, well, you know, it's always going to happen, DC versus Marvel.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they took it personally or when the Avengers shit dropped.
They said they already reported that they came up with the idea in the back. That they want to do Batman versus Superman when they saw the Avengers was coming from Marvel.
So they felt
so they
like,
just came in like, Batman versus Superman. They was just going to do another Man of Steel 2.
But there was such a big hype about Batman versus Superman because I Am Legend even had that little piece of
yeah, it did.
It sparked a movement about Batman versus Superman. You ever watch I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Times Square scene.
Yeah.
When there was nobody out. And they panned up, you see the billboard of Batman versus Superman. Literally, this is 08, 09.
Yeah.
So when that film was done, there was already a hype
started from that point. It was just a matter of how do they piece it together so that.
But they did not have it pieced. But they didn't. But they didn't do it. But they did not have it correctly set up.
Look, I don't get what you're saying. Like the 2.5 years they took off, I feel they should have never did that.
Right.
That was too long. They could have either give you a Batman.
Or another Superman.
And then go Batman. I agree with you. Something to fill that gap. Because them 3 years, that's a long time.
I think it's, not only just the hype beast, but I think it's just that lack of, like, at that point, when they made that decision to go Batman versus Superman, they started.
And we creating a universe. And they said we're doing the Justice League right after
not only that.
So time out. And not to cut you, I promise you, I'm not doing the curse.
No, it's all good.
Just to touch on that, the Batman Superman idea was right behind the Man of Steel, though.
So no, it was not. They reported. Go research how it happened.
So when Ben got casted,
no.
It was what year?
2014. I was going to say 2014.
It was. And that was
they released that they were doing that a year before.
But he
they
got even had they a had year no later cast than Man of Steel though.
Right, but they didn't have no cast. That was right after Man of Steel. They released that.
No, I know.
They didn't have no plan. Like,
but it was casted. They had a plan. Yeah.
No, they didn't cast. They hadn't casted anybody.
What I think your issue is that plan wasn't moving good enough.
Well, no,
and so
I think that's what he's saying is that there wasn't a plan.
There wasn't a plan. It was on some like, hey man, they just dropped Avengers. What you think we should do? Shit, man. Batman versus Superman. Oh shit, my nigga. That's it. We're going out there saying that. We ain't got no press. They ain't had no press photos. They ain't have no mock-ups of like what it's supposed to, you know, in any promotional material. They just came out and said, hey y'all, we doing Batman versus Superman. Ah, you goddamn right, y'all. And you got any pictures of it? Who got cast? No, don't worry about it. We good. That's why they didn't start dumping Wonder Woman in there. It's like, okay, you know what? Let's put the JLA in there, too. That became a clusterfuck.
I agree, but it's a certain place where I feel like how you say it and how you manipulate it.
Manipulate it?
I'm going to keep it 100.
No. I'm manipulate it?
I feel like you make it look so unorganized.
It is unorganized. How do I make something look organized?
I don't believe they move fast enough.
But they are organized.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
They are. It's not no. Trying to make me look
at make it seem but as they if are, they Jules. Just had nothing going
they
on.
They don't.
The world was already preaching, I need to see Batman, Superman. Nobody wanted to see Batman.
But people have been saying
this
since the 80s.
In the same country that we got Batman from.
What you call it was
going to
do that?
No. Horrible.
Okay, so yeah. Everybody said Batman versus Superman thing? Because the original Superman Returns was supposed to have Batman in it. I mean, that was what they've been on that. So you can't say that it was just this new novel idea that people was getting hip to it. Because who directed the Tim Burton was going to do Batman and the Return of Superman with Nicolas Cage.
You know how long ago that?
Was? But don't act like that was some new thing that
was
people just started.
George Clooney though.
No, was it? No, that was going to be Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton. No, Michael Keaton was going to play it. It was right after the second Batman.
No.
Michael Keaton was going
to. When that whole script and that thing
Michael Keaton was. No,
look at the date. Look at the date.
Michael Keaton was supposed to play Batman in that movie.
Okay, and that's fine. What I'm saying.
Yes.
Already.
They had the suit and everything.
3 and 4 was made already.
No, they weren't.
I'm telling you.
No, he weren't. Tim Burton hadn't even decided he wanted to do
Nicolas
a three.
Cage was, look, listen.
Did you watch the documentary?
Listen, it's a couple years
did
on
you watch
you,
the
man.
Documentary?
I'm just trying to tell you
did you watch the documentary?
Man. Sometimes you got to fall back.
I'm just
go
playing.
Ahead. Go ahead. Nicolas Cage was coming off the heels of doing all the movies that he did. The Rock, Con Air, and whatever.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
No, he was not.
This kid was hot. He was one of the hypest things in Hollywood at that time.
No, he wasn't.
That, I'm telling you, look at the date. That's all I'm going to say.
He
look
was
at the date.
Con Air,
Con Air is when he was in high school. 95,
yeah.
96.
Con Air was 96.
Yeah, so what did he have
the
before
Rock
that?
The Rock was 95. Look at the date for the tobacco of...
So when was the last Batman movie that came out? What, you know what year that was? The last Tim Burton one.
Oh, that was... Well,
92.
That was 92.
Yeah,
that
was 92. It was 93, 94 he wanted to do that.
No, I'm saying... I agree. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is at the time when that Tim Burton... The 2 and 3 and,
Burton,
look, 3 and 4 was already on the move.
Oh, the
Batman Forever is 95. Batman Returns got to be like 92 because I was like, no.
That's what I'm saying. Yes,
look,
Batman Returns
Batman
was early 90s. People didn't
92.
Know who Nicolas Cage was, so that's why the deal got dropped.
Huh?
They got dropped because they didn't believe in Nicolas Cage.
Of course not. Probably not. There's
so he didn't have nothing. My whole point, he didn't have nothing already.
What I'm saying is when it was bagged, when the film was bagged before they started production. That was like 97, 98, 99. It was one of those years, I promise you.
Yeah, Tim Burton must have been off of it then.
No, it was bagged right there and there. Everybody was off now.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Dude, because the whole thing was that Tim Burton was going to bring on Michael Keaton because that was the original Batman.
Yeah, because you know what? Nicolas Cage did start getting big, like The Rock and stuff like that. That came after Batman Forever.
That's what I'm saying.
It really did.
But I'm saying, but that movie was talked about before
when
that.
When he auditioned.
When he auditioned. Was 92, 93.
It wasn't that young. I'm telling you.
He had the long hair. What are you talking about?
I know, but it wasn't that young. That wasn't that, well, it wasn't during that time.
Let's look and see. Let's look and see real quick.
I mean, this is the 90s. I forgot a lot of stuff since I graduated high school, but I'm telling you, from my recollection, that was late 90s, man. Not too late, but it wasn't.
The beginning of production, it started on in 94. It got cut off in 98.
There it is.
But my whole point is that the original, he was going to have the original Batman playing it.
Yeah, no, huh? I saw that.
No, and that's cool.
It would have been trash.
It would have been trash, though. That would have been trash.
It wouldn't have been trash.
What I'm saying,
man,
to you already, part 3 and 4 already was already gone out the window. So, of course, that production for that film would have been ridiculous. You know that.
Caitlyn Jenner being Superman.
Well, my whole point is that DC just needs to get sit down and be like, yo, this is what we're going to do. Let's make a plan instead of just coming up with shit on the fly. Then why didn't keep releasing press releases with what's different stuff they're doing?
Plans and then it changes something.
But you don't release a press release for that. You don't let that out. Why would I let that out if we don't know sure if we're going to do it? They got a Deadshot press release out right now.
I'm going to just keep 100, but if some of the stuff Marvel do, if they let
what press release did Marvel put out?
Some kind of input from people, then they wouldn't do such cheesiness, man. I'm just saying.
Okay, so he's knocking it because they got a plan.
They don't got a plan.
Marvel don't have a plan?
Oh, come on, man.
Marvel got shit all the way like 2024.
Yeah, but they got all kid movies until 2024. Yeah. What else?
All right. Let's see if you even get a DC movie in 2018 besides Aquaman.
The what?
But let's see if you get any other movie besides Aquaman after 2018. Because y'all ain't got no directors. Y'all ain't got nothing for nothing.
We ain't even get to a damn near everything else. Y'all talking about
that's what I'm saying.
This is all the time, man. It's all the time.
Let's get back into X-Men Dark Phoenix is not to be in space anymore, but not on beyond Earth.
Good.
No. That's not good because they're supposed to be doing Alondra and the fucking this fucking space jammers. What are you talking about here, Jules? What good? You know what? I'm not even
because I even want it.
Okay, so you just want it to be that bad. Okay,
I want it.
You just like whatever they can do for it to be bad enough for them to lose it.
Good.
Hold on. So you like? So, hold on. So now you do a reverse psychology, James. You said I want it to be as bad as possible.
At this point,
Simon Kimber,
you can't do Dark Phoenix right anywhere.
And it's on Earth.
Unless it's like 6 fucking movies. You can't even do this.
But it's
right
all
now
on Earth too.
So what should they do?
It's supposed to be space.
Technically, it's supposed to be some space shit. But
it's on Earth. The Star Jammers, everybody coming to Earth.
The Star Jammers, the Shi'ar.
Now you could charge that to the game and just say, you know what, when you're doing
Simon Kimber,
it's cheaper to do, you know, Earth.
Nigga, this Fox.
Oh, I would definitely not be in the building to see this. Trust me on that one.
So you're done.
Yeah. Only reason I went to see Logan is because of Teddy.
But you got
to
do it for the genre.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You got to do it for the genre.
I didn't see Apocalypse. I didn't see Apocalypse.
Take bullets.
I didn't see Apocalypse.
See a lot of Marvel stuff.
I saw Bullet. I saw a Bullet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apocalypse is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that. I remember. If y'all remember correctly,
you have all 5 original X-Men, nigga, and you fuck it up.
If y'all remember, if y'all go back and listen to the archives after Days of Future Past, I said I was never seeing an X-Men movie again.
Yeah, because we were talking about the sticky paper was involved.
Yes, if he was involved.
When I seen Olivia slice that car, remember?
Olivia Munn, yeah.
I was done. It's over.
Yeah. Man, and keep in mind, you know, she dropped out of Deadpool to get that role. She was supposed to be the role that old girl from Gotham is his girlfriend. She dropped out of that.
She's supposed to be Vanessa Carlyle?
And dropped out of that to be that role as Psylocke.
Who did?
Olivia Munn dropped out to be Psylocke. Dropped out of Deadpool.
She's supposed to be Vanessa
in Deadpool. Your face just said,
she dropped out of that.
Yeah, that's a hell of a drop.
Hey, they promised her that she was going to be like a hell of a heroine. And
I know
all
she
kicked
herself
stuff
in the ass.
Hey, that's that.
That's that sticky paper.
That's that. Sticky paper was sitting at that.
Look, this is happening to Mickey. You know, Stick, but I have the greatest role for Olivia. It's going to be you as Psylocke. Do you know who Psylocke is? Google it. Google Psylocke. It's going to be great for your career. You're going to be slicing and dicing. Trust me. And you have mental capabilities. It's all going to be there for you, though.
Yeah, right. And she was in like 5 scenes.
Oh, maybe less. Yeah.
See, at least Deadpool was about Vanessa. Like, way one is like trying to survive with Vanessa. Shit.
All right. Ed Skrein drops out of Hellboy because of the whitewashing of the Asian character.
Real nigga shit.
Congruent.
Yeah, man. That was dope.
Real nigga shit.
At least he wasn't on a Scarlett Johansson.
AJ, a real one. Hey, you a real one for that, dog.
Yeah, and the original Dario.
Yes, he's the original Dario, too. He's the original Dario Norris.
He's the original Dario. Wow. The blonde-haired Dario.
Yes. You remember it was 2 Dario Norris in Game of Thrones?
The one with the like, blonde-haired, the long braid, like the long ponytails, the original one.
Nigga out here looking
that
like
brought, that threw the heads out in front of
he looked like a Targaryen.
Oh, yeah, when they flipped. Yeah.
That was him. You know, then they...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's AJ.
He took that to be the TV show Transporter.
Oh, gotcha.
And then it got canceled.
Damn, Transporter was kind of tight, though.
The TV show?
Like, it was appreciative. Like, I think I was just happy that it was... It took the place of Walker, Texas Ranger. Okay, we can move on.
All right. Inhumans reviews is not looking good.
Oh, I feel like that's the
minute, man.
But I feel like
that, but they said
it's shieldish.
They said that. Everybody said that, like, you can see the potential in what they're trying to do, though. But it's bad so far.
You gotta let the beat build, like just like Lil Wayne say, let the beat build.
All right, next up, John Cena and John the Sassy frontrunners to be cast as Shazam. I think this is brilliant if they put John Cena in there.
That's gonna be your best bet. You know what? At this rate, that might be your best bet.
Well, why? Because
now is he gonna be Shazam? He gonna be Shazam?
Be the actual grown up Shazam, like fighting and stuff. He could even get childlike, and he would get all those kids that watch WWE that loved John Cena, and he could be Kitty.
Yeah,
he wears jorts and run around in jorts now. Yeah. I mean, like, y'all laugh, but it's real.
It's pretty smart. He the only one they. If The Rock is still playing,
which is dumb. I think they should have cast The Rock as Shazam.
Honestly, they could have got away with that shit, too.
They should have cast The Rock as Shazam.
Shazam?
No.
Yeah, The Rock should have been Shazam.
No. The reason why I like... he could be Shazam, and it would fit. But the reason why I like him as the... Like, it always gives the story a much better presence if the villain seems formidable. Mm. Rock is so fucking big. It's kind of the same thing with The Crow. Mm. Like, you know...
Yeah, but Shazam is big, though.
He is. He is, but who's he gonna fight that's gonna be the same size?
Well, if The Rock would end up being
Shazam, who's he gonna contest with that you're gonna be like, yeah, he could get his ass whooped?
You could have got some big black dude to play Black Adam. I'm just trying to think. I can't think offhand.
Terry Crews?
Nah.
Terry Crews would have been a good Shazam on a low.
Shazam.
Be the actual Shazam?
A black dude?
Yeah, he is a black Shazam. Terry
Crews might have been a funny Shazam, though.
There is a black.
Think about how childish he acts doing stuff.
There really was a black version of Sam called Captain Thunder.
No actually, you know what? Terry Crews might be. But what if the little white kid turns into a black kid, black man?
Then ain't nobody going to see it.
Because you know what? This is gonna be something special. You know what? This is gonna be about this shit. It's like every white person wants to grow up and be a big, strong black man.
That boy said, "Ain't nobody gonna see it."
That's going straight to the DVD collection, brother.
Damn, Teddy. Like
that's what that's called.
Right.
Somebody forward me the note email. I don't know. I think I just deleted it.
Next up, Lord of the Flies is supposed to begin a gender swap.
I'm with it.
I'm with it.
That's actually interesting.
That's very interesting.
How these little girls can't be puberty, though.
What you mean?
Because this movie be over in 5 minutes.
You talking about because of the penis?
Nope.
All the motherfuckers be on their cycle at the same time?
Everybody did.
In this motherfucker. It's 15 over. Minutes.
But that would make it more crazy.
But in Lord of the Flies, those little boys are like 9 and 10, though. So you got to kind of...
Actually... That's a great
piece. Period of the Flies?
That's a great
of Flies.
No, not Period of the Flies. But that's a great aspect to throw in the story. So and all of them don't have a period, but one of them does.
And then, because you got to remember, some of these little girls, they do be maturing early as
fuck. That's true.
So you got to remember.
Someone of them catches their period early.
Exactly.
On the being on the island.
Right.
Nobody understands what the fuck's going on.
And then that one may just fuck around and become the leader because they didn't know what a period maybe is, but they never, like you said, no one experienced the shit. So the problem when it gets the period comes the leader. And comes the alpha female of the situation. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm just gonna see who's gonna be the one that's gonna be
she the one that causes all the problems with the leader because she got the attitude.
Right. And then I'm saying who's gonna be the one that die? Because
Piggy,
thank you. I'm the one to die.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to do some of our topics next week. Anime Corner, what you got for us, James?
Man, so I started rewatching some old shit, man, just because, man. I started rewatching, just only because I found a second series online I'm going to start watching.
Oh, people been giving you a shout out, too, man, for recommendations too, though. People don't know shit appreciate about anime. They love this Anime Corner.
Appreciate it.
Because I ain't going to front. I'm going to keep walking. I go home.
Hey, go check out some shit he be talking about. Yeah,
but look, my son, because he think he know everything.
Listen to the podcast, you be like, what about Ukashe Mfame, nigga?
Yo,
you don't know shit about that.
My dude, that's it. Yo, when I bring something up, this kid go like this. Me. I'm just saying.
In the middle of the day, I was watching Netflix. What I text you? It was like, hey, man, what was the name of that whole thing? Knowing everything?
Cold Key Ass, yeah. My nigga. That's the shit.
It was good. That shit's good.
That shit's hella good.
Cold
Key Ass is basically a show about Japan seeing America as the true superpower and how they trying to, like,
it's basically like three or four countries at one time.
It's basically North and South America combined. Plus, like, the Philippines and New Zealand, some shit like that, all of them became their own, like, empire. Called
basically, the Pacific, yeah. Southwest.
Mm. And basically, they just take over the world.
Mm. But, yeah, anime pick of the week, man.
So, I'm going to refer back to older anime. I think I may have mentioned it, but I started rewatching only because it's dope, man. Called K, like the letter K or K Project. The first season is on Netflix. It's trouble as fuck because the animation is everything, for one. Like, it's real nice and vibrant. And then the thing about it is, it's basically Bloods versus Crips with superpowers.
Oh, shit.
so the question is,
you got
I don't want to watch it if they're not seawalking.
Nope.
Somebody got to be seawalking after they blast on somebody.
Man, you see niggas on skateboards. You see niggas on skateboards and G-Wagons and fat niggas running, doing superpowers against sophisticated ass niggas. This shit hella trill, dude. Hey. It's hella. No, low-key, this shit hella trill.
Hey, but they got to take on all the semantics, though, because that'll be fucked up. Because we wouldn't even know. We watching subtitles when they replacing the C with the K. I mean, the C and the B, and we don't know the difference.
Brip. Like, look at this Brip.
Look at this Brip. What the fuck is he talking about?
What is this Brip? Look at this Clyde.
But he's saying it in Japanese.
Yeah, and they just have this, the Japanese part, you only there because they don't know if it's just some other shit.
No, but it's dope, man. It's like K Project or K, like I said, it's on Netflix. It's dope as fuck. Like, it's got a lot of cool shit in. Like, it explains the story as a ghost because you just kind of like thrown into it. It just seems like some trill shit happening. Mm. Only thing about it is, like, you know, me and wifey and a couple of my cousins was talking about this shit because it's real. You know how Japan, like, over-sexualizes women?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
all the time.
Okay, so there is a character in there who's, like built like a pretty much a black stripper in so many words. It's like gratuitous though. Like, oh, it's like unnecessary.
Over the top.
Right. Over the top.
Right. Yeah. Every time she blink her titties mouth.
Pretty much. He said pretty much.
I was just like, okay, I'm like, oh yeah, she thick, but I'm like, nigga, like, I'm like, okay, I just focused like a whole 3 second shot on the boobs. I'm like, okay, nigga ain't disappointed because a nigga's a man, but one, she's fake. Two, okay, let's get the fuck on. Yeah.
Let's get to the next thing.
Yeah, so it is. But no, but K Project, man, or K, like, it's dope. Like, if y'all want to check it out, like, on some trill, kind of like gang war type shit in Japan, but like, niggas shooting fire, and it, like, fire versus lightning type shit. It's dope as a motherfucker.
Right.
So yeah, I fuck with it.
Teddy, you got any conspiracy for the theory of the week for it?
Hey man, just based on
Harper.
I was gonna say
you read my mind.
Get on Harp.
Just Google if you ain't heard about the Harp machine. Check it out. I'm sure there's gonna be tons of articles about that.
Read about it before it gets flooded over the internet, gets over flooded with the bullshit stuff where Muffet's like, it's really Harp is set up to get all the homosexuals out of everything. If you get rained on, you become gay.
Oh.
They try to sit in it, and especially if a black man gets hit with these raindrops, he becomes what they call homosexual. And it stops us from recreating with our queens and bringing more soldiers into this world.
Because the black man, you gotta start off with because the black.
I read a whole article.
You know, some bullshit
about how insecure is bad for the black community.
I saw that. I didn't even get your attention, dog.
He said swipe left.
Like, you know anything? Some bullshit when it starts because the black man. I'm like, and you guys say in that voice, and it's like some like pseudo African ass name. Yeah. That don't make no fucking sense. That don't mean shit.
I was a king and I was a queen.
Right. The article started off, greetings, king.
Sorry, how y'all you get your super hotel
or peace, God.
Peace, God.
Nothing wrong with peace, God. If you over 35, you can say peace, God. You under that, though, I can't trust you.
He said you can't.
Because I know where you're coming from with knowing about the gods and the nations, you know what I'm saying, 5%. I get that. You don't understand 5% nation if you're under 35.
And you're wearing a dashiki and a Jesus piece from Jordan.
Exactly. Because it's like, none of that shit makes sense together. All right, last up, we got Sleeve It or Leave It, our trailers. First up, Blade of the Immortal.
Fuck that. Sleeve that, put that shit in paper, put it up for later, nigga. That shit is grand. Teddy. I'm fucking with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sleeving.
Jules,
sleeve it.
All right, I'm sleeving it too. Next one is Across the Tracks. Blade Immortal is about before I even go to what would y'all describe it as? It's basically
John Wick
with 55 swords.
John Wick was a fucking samurai and couldn't die.
With 55 different swords.
Basically, that's so many words.
Next up is Across the Track. This one looks kind of ill. It's basically about a girl that decides to pass at some point in her life with her sister.
Oh, I thought this was Rachel Dolezal documentary.
No.
What's supposed to be like the Imitation of Life in a sense?
Yeah, but she decides that she's going to start passing as white at one point in her life.
Mm.
Yeah, so that looks like it's pretty ill. What'd y'all think?
I'll give it a hot or.
Yeah, I'm
an
or that one.
That's a hot or. Yeah. Hot or.
Yeah, hot or.
Next up, Super Troopers.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Super Troopers 2.
Oh, fuck yeah.
S-A-L-E-E-V-E.
You remember the first one?
Sully.
Oh, hell yeah.
Super Troopers 2, yeah. I'm sleeping it too. What about you, Jules?
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
All right. One time. Black Mirror Season 4.
Woo!
I know everybody.
Oh, sorry. Nigga, if you like The Twilight Zone or Outer Limits,
I don't think there's nothing better than that. Like,
the only thing that's smashing Black Mirror is the original Twilight Zone. Like on some real shit.
I mean, that's classic OG shit.
You can't. It's hard to beat the Twilight Zone or Alfred Hitchcock. You gotta be good like that. Mm. Like, but
that's a sleeve.
Yeah. Shit, that's so good.
That's a DVD pickup. When's that coming out on digital Blu-ray?
What was the name of the dude? The villain we were talking about. Florian Man.
Florotic Decratic Man.
it smelled like Floronic in here though.
Well, nigga, we in the studio.
He smelled like Floronic up in here.
That's his list.
Yep. Next up, we got Strong Island. It's the story of Yance Ford takes an emotional and unflinching look at his family devastation and lingering pain after the murder of their son and brother William Ford.
Yo, I'm sleeving that, man. Yeah, this is good.
Sleeping. It's going to be it's going to be dope.
Man. That's on Netflix, though, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming out today. It's tonight, so yeah, man, black people gonna be pissed and white people gonna be like, fuck this.
Right, it's gonna be perfect right after the goddamn verdict dropping.
Woo! That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, man.
Next up, Bobby Christina movie coming on TV One.
Fuck no. Who thought of this shit?
That's not even in the genre. Keep it moving.
No. Fuck. Look, man, I really hope Bobby Brown didn't have nothing to do. Like, if he didn't have nothing to do with this, fuck y'all. If he did, why, man?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say on it. Just why
is Netflix Death Note greater or less than?
Ooh, I think Bobby Christina movie might be better than Death Note.
Shit, Derek might have a point.
I think that Bobby Christina movie might be
musically.
I'm talking about. I think this might be overall better.
Yeah,
man. Death Note. This is the 25th letter of the alphabet. G.
What, this movie?
Mm. Why, nigga?
Why?
Why?
So everybody's giving this is the new rating. Why?
Why? Called the 25th. 25th. Please, the 25th, dog.
Next up, we have The Man Who Invented Christmas.
I didn't even look at that trailer.
It's about Charles Dickens writing Christmas Carol.
I'm gonna give it an or.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it an or. Next up, this is basically Amazon's answer to. Black Mirror, Electric Dreams.
You know, I'm going to
Terrence Howard is in this. Janelle Monáe.
Wait, who's in it?
Terrence Howard.
Come on, man.
Hey, so what you get? Wait,
I'm gonna wait to little.
You just did his voice.
Come on, yeah, man.
I got the best Terrence Howard.
Hey, man.
Come on, man.
You got me, DJ, nigga.
You got me in this Black Mirror shit, man.
Right.
But he's in it. David Shimmy is in it. What is his name? Bruce Shimmy? Is it Bruce Shimmy?
Oh, you talking about Nucky Thompson, nigga?
Yeah, Nucky.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi is in this. Tan Hound. Janelle Monáe. A couple other people are in it too. It's supposed to be the Amazon's answer to Black Mirror. It's a BBC based show. It's coming on BBC first. Then it's going to Amazon. Then it's going to Amazon Prime. Then it's going to Amazon Prime.
Because that's what what's the name was. It was BBC, I think.
All right. That. Next up, Wolf Warriors 2. Teddy, you saw the first one. I didn't even know it was the first one existed until I saw this. This movie is actually number 3 in the box office right now.
Period.
What? In China?
Period.
Period. Wow. Like in the U.S.
Number 3 in the box office.
It was last weekend. It was number 3.
Wait, so it's out. Wait,
yeah, it's out. It's out in the States. It's number 3 right now.
Time.
It's no.
I hella thought this was a Netflix thing.
No, it's number 3. No, it's worldwide. It's worldwide. It's number 3 movie worldwide. Number 1 was Guardians of the Galaxy, then Wonder Woman, then this.
That says a lot, dog.
That means we ain't dropped shit.
And then Spider-Man is 4.
But you notice all that shit is like.
But Spider-Man has not released over in China yet, though.
Damn. Well, so you know then. It's racist. This is the tail end of the summer, so they're looking for action. Like Wolf Warrior One was.
I find that?
It was on Netflix.
Wow,
but Cody, that shit never, bro.
Yeah, Wolf Warrior One was okay. I would say that what's it called was better than that. Boyka.
Undisputed. Oh, that's something I saw. Did you see Undisputed 4?
Yeah, this last Boyka. Shit was fire.
Yeah, that was a quality.
I gotta finish watching that, man. But it was dope, man.
Boyka was better than that. So that's why.
What do you think about them having the ending and all that? Where they had it all basically go full circle, I guess.
Well, he had to go back, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it fits. It's one of those things that has to be expected.
All right.
But the fight scene was good. I was a little worried about the villain, though.
Right.
Yeah, the villain was kind of like just random. Like he didn't mean nothing to the movie. He was just a tool of.
But that's what they do though. They always go for like, cause wasn't he an old wrestler too?
Yeah. Talking about the original guy.
The big nigga that was in.
I have no idea where he came from.
His name is Nate something. He was an old wrestler too. Though.
Nathan Jones.
I think it was Nathan Jones.
You talking about the big nigga that was in.
He's in. He's in Undisputed 4.
Not Umbach. Is it Protector?
It might be the Protector, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Nathan Jones.
Damn, that's a big ass nigga too, dog.
Was he in WWE or something too?
Yeah.
But he's a 7-footer.
Like he
big, I mean,
like
I saw a big
like,
he was in the movie.
Like a big ex-con from Australia, big nigga, like he legit, dog.
All right, last up we got Wetlands. This is starring David. No, it's not David Oyelowo, is it?
Yeah. Nah, it's not Oyelowo.
The whole fucking video game character.
Who is this starring in this, man? Hold up, I can't even see the casting.
I'm gonna order that one though.
I'm ordering it too, but
I'm gonna order just the way it popped up when I hit the link.
what type of shit is that?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what's
hold on, it is
that's not fair, Jules.
That's not fair.
Anthony Mackie's in it. I know some people don't like Anthony Mackie these days.
Why? What
do you do? Because his comments about dreads and stuff.
What did he say?
If you cut off your dress, basically you won't get messed with by the police.
What?
We ain't going all that.
What? Akinu Agadabide, which is the homeboy from G.I. Joe, if y'all remember, that's supposed to be technically the Rock's brother in G.I. Joe 2.
AKA Killer Croc, AKA Adebisi.
Killer Croc, there you go. Oh, and Adebisi, yeah. There you go. Adebisi, that's even better.
Yeah.
This movie's about a man who attempts to make a new start in Atlantic City with the help of his daughter and new business partner. So I'm gonna give it an order though. From what I saw in the trailer, I was trying to.
I'm gonna trust Daryl. That's one I didn't watch. So yeah, like I'm gonna trust Daryl. I'll just give it an order.
I'm gonna order it.
Or,
all right. Make sure you email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Sorry to one listener that gets mad at me for popping off and everything this episode. If you like, and if you love the way I pop off, make sure you listen to the next episode of Thrones Be the Game, while I'll be popping off about Robert Baratheon being a whole ass dude. James, what you got coming up?
You know, I got first Wednesday, be battle down at the Monaco down in Manchester and Kings Highway area.
You finished that beat, that session?
I started on it. So, yeah, Terry sent me a track. He wanted me to go ahead and do on some D'Angelo type shit, see if I could flip it on some UGK PMC shit, which I pretty much can. I just got to work on it some more. So, yeah, I'll probably just say fucking just play it one day. Just on
That'd be dope.
And other than that, yeah, you know, Bench just released a new episode of Fruit Boom on the website that we got.
When y'all going to get the reviews back popping, man?
Man, look. I got this phone now. I got my wave pad. I'm watching shit.
That's it. So listen, we need to do it between every episode.
We can, yeah.
That'll kind of be a good filler. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we can just do that. We'll knock that out.
Oh yeah, we can definitely do it. Right,
and Ted and I showed two old men in the balcony.
Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah.
Well, but we got to cancel some of the fly. I just like two old men in a balcony.
Now who else is two like some black grumpy old motherfuckers?
I don't know.
Is that been two black hungry men?
I just call us grumpy old men, nigga.
We ain't that old though.
Yeah, we ain't that. Like we had to be 50.
Grumpy young men, nigga. Grumpy young niggas.
Young grumpy and black, nigga.
There you go.
Young grumpy
and black.
YGB.
YGB. YGB. Young grumpy and black.
There you go.
Make sure y'all keep listening to us. Subscribe on everything that you have. iTunes, Stitcher. Anywhere you get your podcast at,
Teddy, go ahead. The name of the show is going to be called Everything is Trash.
This episode is
and for my Latinos.
That's the name of the show. We go to the movie together. Everything is Trash.
Todos es basura.
That show will probably get 10 listeners because people dislike me so much in the podcast.
It's all
format,
love,
you know.
Man. They love you out here, man.
So I got to beat a Simon Cowell. Actually, that's got a lot of listeners, though, for some reason, on the YouTube page.
Because, nigga, it's true.
It's true. It's hella true.
This fool, James, called me basically the Simon Cowell the podcast.
Because, nigga, it's true.
So, keep listening. Yeah. We'll be back 2 weeks. See y'all.
Two weeks. Peace.